I'll just put it over there near you, Myra, so I can hear you better. Just, this is the interview with Myra McCarthy. So, Myra, can you tell me about your life as the wife of a guard, I suppose, when Con was up at the border? What was that like?
It was tough.
Right.
Because we had four small children, and there were 4.5 years between the four of them, and the baby was only 8 weeks when he went away.
Oh,
and no mobile phones.
Yes.
Had to wait until he got to the other end to say he got there safe.
Right.
And it was tough because when he got home then it would be late, very late in the evening by the time he came home, and we were trying to keep the children up.
Right.
To see their daddy, and then he would be gone whatever day or two later.
Yes.
He'd be gone before they get out of bed in the morning, and they'd be looking for their daddy.
Okay, okay.
And it was, you know, because I had no family near me.
Right. Were you based in West Cork at the time?
No, we were in Kenturk.
Right,
West Cork,
okay.
Yeah. And I had no family near me.
No,
we had
no help
to come at all.
Yeah.
So if any adult that I knew in Kenturk that would visit me. Some people were very good and kept in touch and came to visit me. And when I then opened the door, I said, oh, thank God for another conversation.
Yes, yes, I can imagine.
Because I had baby talk all day long.
Yeah.
And, but I suppose the good side of it, and it made it a bit easy for me, is the kids were all healthy.
Right.
You know,
okay.
And
So, I'm just wondering about communication then.
Communication, he'd ring when he gets up to say he arrived safe and that would be it.
Yeah.
And he might ring then, you know, during the week.
Right.
There would be no regular phone calls because
okay.
he wouldn't be near a phone and, you know, thing like that. And, communication was very sparse, yeah.
Right.
Very,
and very did sparse. You have a phone at home then?
We did.
Right.
We did then, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So it would have been that a bit easier, but you still wait for that call and, you know, when you say he got up safe and...
Yes, yeah.
I remember one time when there's a Pishog, and I know it came from his mother's side.
Yeah.
Robins in the house for it. He left one morning and the kids obviously were up. He must have left a bit later or something. And the next thing they came running and they said, Mammy, there's a robin in the house. Or there's a bird inside. And I saw the robin.
Yeah.
And I put him out and I came back and there was another one there. And I tell you, I nearly died between that and when he got up to say he's right safe.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in Pishogues, but
yes,
this is awful strange, you know.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering about, I suppose, would you have had a television at the time?
We would.
Right.
We would have had a television, all right. Like, so to sit in front of the television, get the kids to bed.
Yes.
But yeah, this girl had started school then, I suppose. I'm not sure if he started or she started when he was there. And I'd have to walk down in the morning until I got a car. We're about 1/2 mile from the town.
Right.
So as a matter of put two kids into the double pushchair and strapped the other two children in their cot.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And said, I remember Ari's on the way up the road.
Yeah.
That they were safe when they get back up.
Yeah, my God.
And that's the way I lived.
Gosh. And I suppose as well, the only news you would have had from the north would have been through the television, really, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes, which was kind of scary at times.
Yes,
So
there wasn't any, I'm just trying to imagine what it was like with all those children. And then when he'd come back, how often would Con come back, do you think?
He might get down maybe every 3 weeks or something.
Right.
Sometimes he'd come down to it, scare me. He'd be on duty all day and he'd arrive down like at whatever hour, late at night, without any sleep. You know, which was very extremely dangerous.
Yes.
Then we kind of went through two winters. We had frost, so we let her frost as well, because in Kenturk we would get snow and frost, where in West Cork we don't get any. And I remember coming home one evening with the other guard, Sergeant, of course, the windscreen and was after breaking under it.
Oh my God.
We're frozen, you know.
And would he have a couple of days off then when he'd come down? Or?
He, maybe 1 or 2 days, as you know, I can't quite remember,
depending
on his roster.
Yes.
On the roster, you know.
Yeah. And I suppose the kids would have been hyper then when
he
came.
Hyper.
Yeah.
It was very hyper. Now, once or twice he came in the train, and we were kind of lucky enough, there was a train station about 3 miles, 4 miles, Bantier train station outside Kentorp.
Yeah.
And we went to Mallow, actually, I think, went to Mallow to meet.
Yeah.
One time. And everybody got off the train, and all the kids were excited about their daddy coming.
Yeah.
And even this mortal fella. And no sign of him. And I thought, oh my God, no mobile phones,
yes.
What do you do? So I went into the office, and he said, he's after getting off, he fell asleep on the way down. I got off, there was two fellas asleep. And when we woke up, and he said, get up, girl, this is wake up, it's Mallow. The two hopped out in the train.
Oh, it wasn't Mallow at all.
Oddvent. So that was okay too. But you know, these kind of little disappointments for the children.
Yes.
That's on the side, you know, and that. But it was mostly he drove. Now, the odd time, as I say, he came down in the train and that.
But I'm just even thinking of practical things for you, like shopping. Yeah. How did you go shopping with the children?
Well, we got another car then. We got, we call it, a banger of a car.
Right.
He got me from A to B, which was great, really. He gave me freedom then. I had a bit of freedom then.
Yeah.
Because I could visit one or two friends of mine.
Yes.
You know, that had friends I had made in Kentork, and I plagued them probably. I probably ended up at their door one particular, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, maybe outside her door.
Yeah.
You know, and stayed there for most of the day with the kids, playing with the other kids, just for another conversation.
God, it was desperately hard, really, wasn't it? Desperately
hard. But we did, went up then, sometime in that summer.
You went up north,
Lifford. I took
it?
The four of them up with me.
Right.
Yeah, up on the train.
Okay.
And he was to pick me up in Dublin.
Yeah.
And that we'd drive the rest. And I went up and I said, no one will believe me. My own children won't believe me now, because then when they come to visit me, the kitchen sink comes, the bags.
I know, yes.
I went with four children.
Yeah.
One in my arm.
Yeah.
God. And two big bags, cloth nappies.
Yes.
And clothes. And that's how I travelled with the four kids. Anyone saw me. But lucky enough, the other sergeant above and his wife were very good. We stayed with them, Lifford, and we are still friends today.
So did you, I'm just thinking about the idea of somebody coming with four children like into your house.
Into your house.
And how long did you stay with them then?
A week.
Did you? Yeah, my goodness.
Yeah. Now they were very good, but I mean, in turn, Con and the other sergeants would have been good. There were six of them went up at the time they were promoted, and there was only one house available. And that lady was pregnant.
Right.
She was the only one who was pregnant, so everybody said that they could have the house.
Okay.
So nobody else moved up.
Right.
No other sergeant. And we're great friends today. We were visiting there recently. But to arrive into anyone's house with fortune.
I know, my goodness. But people were really understanding of the situation.
See, I knew that I could wash the clothes there for the kids, so I didn't have to take the kitchen sink with me.
Yes,
And
then you had to turn around and come back down again.
Come back down, I think, I'm not sure if we drove. I can't remember that down. If we drove down, they can't bring us all the way. Did he come home that time with us or not? But
Well, I suppose there was kind of the loneliness of your husband.
The loneliness, the loneliness of night time, like, and what to be on television, like, you had to, you know, the loneliness. And then, even if you were sick, you had, or felt unwell.
Yes.
You had no one to help you.
Yes.
You know, I remember one time, the youngest girl, I met three girls first, and then I was the youngest girl, she got croup, I was told, and there was a shortage of petrol as well.
Right.
And so that was being rationed, and we had frost, so I had to get the doctor to come up. I couldn't go down, and I was extremely sick myself.
Yeah.
I never remembered the pain I had in my face. I never understood sinus. It was the first attack of sinus I ever got. Not three in my life, but that was the first one. And he'd come up to two of us. He had petrol, I had no petrol.
Yeah.
And he told me, like, croup. So, well, she had croup and I had sinus. So he had given me some kind of medication. It was that you dissolve them in water.
Right.
Like Alka-Seltzers were the old
tablet
long ago. I don't know what these were, but they were similar to that. And, oh, was I sick.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep it down. I had Claire sick in the other room,
oh,
and the other three running around.
Right.
So I felt like if I could get sick when I had help, I would be delighted.
I know.
You would stay in bed yourself,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yeah, have a rest.
And I had to ring him again the following day, and he'd come up and inject me to stop me from vomiting.
Gosh.
And, you know, I still had to get up and do the things with the children and with the other three lively ones.
Yeah. And what about the children then? Do they miss him much, do you think?
They did. They yeah. did. And so much, you know, where the youngest Niall could never understand his daddy going away. He could never, never understand daddy going away. And the others were just that little bit, 2 and 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So, but when we came to Skibbereen, that's just jumping a bit now, we came to Skibbereen, we had rented a house, kind of the street below the Garda station.
Right.
You could see Ancon's office actually was facing the house we had rented.
Right.
And we had to rent the house with a railing because Niall was a devil, that we'd keep him in off the street. And he spent the first week, I'd say, standing at the front window looking at his daddy above.
Aww.
And he couldn't understand, and daddy'd come down, maybe he came down like we were trying to settle in.
Yeah.
And he'd come down a few times out of the office.
Yes.
You know, probably shouldn't be down, but I mean, he called down to know was everything all right.
Yeah.
And Niall couldn't understand that his daddy came in uniform and he was gone to work again.
Oh.
And he could be back in 2 hours.
Right.
When he was gone to work before, he could be gone for a week.
Yes, yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know, for a child of 2 and a half to
completely,
you know, take that in was.
Yeah. Because Con did mention that something to me about one of his girls as well. He said, I feel that it was really hard on one of the girls.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
It was, yeah, it was, yeah. And the whole lot then, like now he developed an impediment then
right.
as a result of all the coming and
really?
The going and that, yeah, that's it, yeah. And I was put into bed one night and he said to me, I said, come on, say your prayers. Two and a half. And he said, I don't like Holy God. And I said, why don't you like Holy God? Because he makes me say KKK. That's the eldest girl.
Right.
Me, you know, he was trying to explain that Holy God was making him repeat the word.
Right, okay.
Yeah. You know,
my goodness,
yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it really was very disruptive on the children.
It was in a kind of a quiet way for them, I suppose.
Yeah.
And
you know,
they wanted to express their sadness, or when they called for daddy and I'd say he'd be back in a few days. And you try to keep him occupied. And you know.
And so that was another stress on you to kind of keep them.
Yes.
Keep them
open. Happy, like, and
yeah.
That, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know,
my goodness, it must have been amazing when he came home. Then was
madness when they came home. But the morning he left was extremely sad. They were up that morning.
Yeah.
And I have pictures of that.
Yeah.
And he crying and they crying.
Oh God, love us, yeah. Oh, that's desperate. Isn't
yeah, let us.
I know, yeah.
And
my goodness. It was, yeah, I suppose. And that's part that people don't see at all, I suppose, really.
Yeah.
You know, that I think it's important that that's...
And it was kind of like he was going to the unknown. We didn't know what it was going to entail. But I suppose what got us through it, really, is we didn't know where it was going to end, and it was kind of a journey for us.
Right.
Maybe a rough journey.
Yes.
But...
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know when it was going to end, so you were hoping it was going to end. And
yes. Yeah.
I think that's what kind of kept us going,
yeah.
You know.
So how long was Con up there for?
He was up there from, was it 18 months or something?
Was
yeah,
that
no,
a long
I think,
time?
In 2 winters, yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long
winters,
time, all
yeah.
right, wasn't it?
And he came down, I think, in October.
Yeah.
And we did move to Skibbereen, we had to sell our house then as well. And the eldest girl was making her early communion, so she would have been 7.
Yeah.
Before we came down to Skibbereen, so yeah.
And that was, but I suppose that in itself took another adjustment.
It did.
When he came back.
It did, yeah, it did really, because having him in the house one day, you could kill him.
I know, yeah. You know, but trust, like, you probably had a routine.
I had a routine, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, and that kind of.
You had to kind of. Facilitate somebody else's.
That's
well.
Right, yeah, and you know, like he's going to have 3/4 of an hour for their lunch that time, and we'd have our dinner in the middle of the day, so. Dinner had to be on the table when he came in, no matter what the children were doing or how sick or whatever they'd be.
Yes.
You know, you had to, whereas when he was away then I could be that little bit
relaxed
because I wasn't set to time.
Yeah,
that.
You didn't have the same kind of time structure.
Yes,
My goodness. So it's interesting that you remember it well.
It's still raw.
Yeah, isn't it?
When you speak about it, it is, yeah.
You know.
I didn't think that would
be,
but it is, yeah.
Make you emotional
still. Yes, yes.
My goodness. Do the kids ever talk about it now, or have they...
They didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't talk about it at all now, yeah.
Yeah.
The move then, I think, the move was another thing in
okay.
with the guards, like,
yeah.
The move didn't go too well at all from Cantor to Skibbereen with them.
Right, okay.
No, yeah.
So I suppose they were well established there then at that
They were, I mean, yeah, this one was going to school and the second one was in school there, mm-hmm. and the third one just had a day or two for, you know, they take them to school a day or two. They used to do that before, a day or two before the summer holidays,
yes.
and they would be starting then in September.
Yeah.
So she had started there as well, and he was talking about going back to Kerry because of his parents,
mm-hmm.
go back near, because we moved from Kentor. I moved a little bit near to home,
right.
Kinsale, not very much.
Yeah. Where are you from?
At Kinsale.
Oh, yeah.
But he lived, he moved twice as far from home.
Right,
from
okay.
Listowel
yeah.
to Skibbereen. That made that journey twice as far. I didn't gain much road at all. Like,
yeah.
But he wanted to go back maybe to Kerry, and one time he got a transfer to Buccroom.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned it, when the other girl came in, and she, I said, we're moving to Buccroom. Now, he had turned it down at that
yes.
stage. He
yeah.
just wasn't going to, and didn't take it. And she just ran up the stairs crying, and I said, come down, I'm only joking, Daddy's not going to take it. She was so upset.
Yeah, yeah.
The other two didn't take any notice.
Yeah.
It was small for him, and he came in, and I said it to him as well.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we're not going except we can take Skibbereen in the trailer.
Right, yeah.
So he moved Skibbereen to Macroom, like.
Yeah.
That's innocence, you know.
Yeah.
And he was in school at that
stage. So you've been in Skibbereen a long time, somewhere.
Yeah, in Skibbereen since 79, August 79.
Oh, goodness sakes, a lifetime.
Yeah,
maybe.
My father died. Yeah, but just before we moved. I was still in
Kentruck,
yeah. He died in February, and we moved here in August.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you were handy enough from home then, really, like Skibbereen?
Well, it wasn't too far, yeah, it wasn't
yeah.
too far,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you can remember about that time, or?
It was just so tough.
I'm just thinking, it was four small children.
Yeah,
I just don't know how
yeah.
you did it. I suppose you just do it because you've no
yeah,
choice.
But he, yeah, but he found it, kind of found it as tough as the children, really, if tougher, probably.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't say goodbye to him in the morning when he'd be leaving. He'd be up at 6 o'clock in
yes.
the morning, you know,
yeah.
and he wasn't able to say goodbye to him then either when he was going back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and.
It was very hard,
yeah. And you'd have to keep him up until he got home, you
yes.
know.
Yes, well, I suppose in the excitement.
Yeah, the excitement of coming home, yes. Now, in fairness, he brought down clothes to them, and
yeah.
that kept him going and
yeah.
shopping across the border,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Washing powder and things, that were much cheaper,
yes,
so he'd come
right.
down with the boot full.
Yeah.
And they always got, you know, they always got something, but it wasn't sweets or things they got. They
yeah.
got clothes, dresses
yes.
or, you know,
yes.
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And there was always a kind of little bone that, well, not every time, no, he didn't
yeah.
bring it every time. He would have brought the household stuff, maybe, all right.
Yeah.
But that kept him sane as well
yes.
above.
Yeah.
Doing that little bit of shopping and achieving and getting
yeah.
something cheaper.
But he was
than,
connected with
yes.
the family in that
yes.
way.
Yes,
yeah.
and that he was picking out the dresses for the kids, for
yeah.
the girls and the photographs, they're all the same dresses.
I know. Is that right?
And uniform. But,
but I suppose, yeah, and I like that's another aspect of it that I suppose that people don't think about really in a way that, you know, they were also losing out, like they were losing out, like he was losing out time.
Oh, he was losing out time with them growing up and the things they were doing and going to school and
yeah.
doing the homework with them, like at that stage. And, you know, when you're with your first child, you need to be around for things like that,
yes,
you know, because
yeah.
that's all your new experiences.
Yes.
God help the second and third,
no,
they're just all do your homework.
I know, yeah.
But there's always something with the first child,
yeah.
you know, it's all new experience
yeah.
for parents. But I can't think of anything else
yeah.
now, in fairness, yeah. You know,
no, that's
yeah.
fine altogether, that's
mm-hmm.
no problem. That's great,
mm-hmm.
though, that's
yes,
really good
yes,
because
yes.
I think that's an important story to be told as well.